Here's another highlight from Outside 90's Daily Football Show, powered by electricitywizard.com.au.
Welcome back to Outside 90's Daily Football Show, powered by electricitywizard.com.au, Australia's number one rated gas and electricity comparison site. Adrian Beaker-Horton with you, Joel Fielenfrusci, Brandon the Gaffer Galgano, and on the line, Central Coast Mariners young gun, Liam Rose.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
Not a problem, mate. We say it all the time, but the longest pre-season of any football competition in the world. Mate, how's it been? But do you get frustrated by the length of it? You should, like most people, you look at the European leagues and you see that they've got roughly only 2 months and then they're straight back into the season. Does it frustrate you at all that you have to wait so long?
In a way, I guess. But, you know, I've been doing that for the last 3 or 4 years now, so I'm sort of used to it. But, you know, it's set up well. You know, we build ourselves into the preseason and don't go all guns blazing straight away. So we play some trial games, get ourselves prepared. And we've been working quite hard because we do have the FFA Cup game coming up as well. So we'll be ready for that. And, just looking forward to the season.
I guess it's a good opportunity to play plenty of FIFA or Football Manager or whatever tickles your fancy, Liam.
Yeah, that's exactly right. FIFA, that's my game.
There we go. Love that, Frush.
Hey, Liam, it's Joel here. As an outsider looking in, I've been very excited by all the signings that Paolo Ocon's made. It really looks like there's been plenty of progress and ambition on the signings front. Tell us, how are all the new guys settling in?
Yeah, definitely. The signings that he's made so far have been great additions to our team. You know, the experience, and not only that, but they've come in and, you know, they work extremely hard. They lead from the front, and they're just great blokes off the pitch as well, which is massive for a club like the Mariners because we are a family club. You know, they're great, great quality footballers. They're leaders, experience, which is what we need. And, they're massive assets to our club now. And they'll definitely help us coming into this season, which is, exactly what we need.
One of the players that's caught my eye is Tom Hiardier. Can you tell us a little bit about him? What's he like and what kind of assets does he bring to the team?
Yeah, he's a great bloke. As I said, they all are. Football-wise, he works extremely hard, wins a lot of tackles and doesn't mind that aggressive side of the game and the defensive side of the game. And on the ball, he's very comfortable, plays in tight areas. So he's Paolo's player, which is good. And he's played at the highest level as well. So I think it's 200-odd games at in the Dutch league, which is incredible. I'm trying to learn as much as I can off him. As I've said so far, he's been a great, great person to have around the club. And looking forward to hopefully playing with him during the season.
Liam, you've just been called up for the Oliroo squad for the upcoming AFC Under-23 Championships in China. From all reports, a really good side. Obviously, there's been a bit of controversy regarding Adelaide United and pulling some of those players out. But just how excited are you for the upcoming tournament? Obviously, you've played a fair bit of football already at youth national level, for the Australian sides. But are you confident that this side can progress where other Under-23 sides in the last few years probably haven't?
I definitely think so, yeah. I have full confidence in the team and in the coaching staff and everyone to get us ready for the tournament coming up. It is hard because we're not always together, but the quality of players that come into camp, it shouldn't be a problem. And they'll understand the playing style and everything like that. So once we get into camp, we put our heads down, work hard, and we'll do our best and hopefully qualify.
Liam, you're still a developing player and I think there's no better person to learn under than Paolo Ocon. I was really impressed with some of the improvements that were made last season with this emerging group. You played at centre-back in the last half of the season. Is that an indication that that's where you'll be moving forward?
That's a good question. I think, that was partly due to my fitness levels last season where... I didn't have a full preseason, and I probably wasn't fit enough to play in the midfield. And I had played at centre back in the Young Socceroos under Paolo before, so he trusted me there. And you know, last season playing there, it was a great experience. And you know, you see the game in a different way playing against the bigger bodies that like Andy Keogh and players like that, Berisha. And you just see the game in a different way. So in that aspect, it was a good experience. But, you know, I'm not sure what he's thinking at the moment. But, you know, whatever he wants me to do, I'll do. And I'll do it to my best ability.
I'll get you up forward, maybe. What do you reckon?
What was that? Sorry?
I said get you up forward, maybe. Throw a cat amongst the pigeons. How's Rory O'Donnell? I was going to say, is there going to be some bad blood? And I know you probably had a good relationship with him, and there was that infamous incident with him and the headbutt. But I love the way that Roy O'Donovan went about his football when he was playing at the Central Coast. And I think it's throwing a bit of fire into the F3 Derby. And we've been speaking about how we want to see that rekindled. We want to see the F3 Derby get back to what it was. Do you reckon there'll be a bit of niggle and a bit of fire with Roy when you play it?
I think so, 100%. You know, he was a great player for our club. But you know, as you guys said, it's a derby, and all friendships are thrown out the window. So as you said, you guys know Roy. As soon as he gets on the field, he's aggressive and loves a challenge. So I'm sure that's going to bring a lot of fire back into it. And I'm sure it's going to spice up the derby as well.
And first, it'll be Liam potentially man marking Roy O'Donovan as well, which makes it extra interesting.
Yeah, and
exactly right. Yeah,
and I guess the thing is, Liam, it's not only Roy that's switched his allegiances. It's also Andrew Hull as well.
That's a good one.
How's he around training? Is he a little bit chirpy?
he's been good. He's been very good. He's a great bloke, as I said before, and he's been working hard. And we played that trial game the other night, and he scored a hat trick in about 25 minutes, I think. So he's settling in really well, which is good.
We talk about all the new signings and the Mariners. Obviously, last year was completely different, especially coming into, you know, the season. Obviously, Paul Loughon was late in the window. You know, there was a lot of young players that hadn't really had a full season in the A-League, whereas this year there's a good mixture of youth and experience. Just what are the expectations this year for the Mariners? Obviously, for any professional football, you're going to go in at wanting to win. But what are the, you know, the deadlines or the set landmarks that the club wants to hit for 2017, 2018?
Yeah, look, we want to play finals football. That was the goal last season as well. Obviously, it didn't happen, but there was a massive improvement last season.
Yeah.
But, you know, this season with the players we've brought in, Paolo's style of play and the way we want to play and, you know, as a group, we want to play finals football. The club wants to be in the finals again and be challenging for that, like how it used to be. So, you know, we're going to work super hard and hopefully we get back to where we want to be.
Just a last run to wrap up, Liam. You spoke about potentially or perhaps not having the tank and playing at centre-back last season, the last half of it. What are some of the key things that you're working on in the pre-season? I speak about you as a developing player. You've got a lot of young talent around you, but you in particular, personally, what are the coaching staff and Paolo trying to work on with you to better your game?
Yeah, it's, as I said, the fitness aspect, you know, it's just getting that volume into my legs and being able to run out a game or, you know, being able to just run more and get fitter, which the past two or three seasons, without a full preseason, it's been a bit tough because I've been playing catch up when I come back. And but you know, I've been working really hard, and I'm going to continue working hard, and I'm just going to do the best I can, and hopefully I can show Paolo that, you know, I get my fitness levels up, and I can play this season in midfield or centre back, wherever that is.
Well, for our sake and for the listeners' sake, I'm hoping it's at centre back because we're looking forward to that bit of niggle with yourself and Roy O'Donovan in round one. Now, Liam Rose, thanks for your time here in the Daily Football Show, and also enjoy the off season and enjoy the FIFA.
No worries, will do. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Beautiful. Thanks, mate. After the break, Emily Van Egmond, talking about the Matildas versus Brazil. Can't wait for that one.
Don't forget to catch the Daily Football Show from 4 p.m. Eastern, Monday to Friday, and subscribe via Spotify, iTunes, or your favorite Android app.